Hi, everybody. I'm Jeremy Verkley. Welcome to the Third Space. Kevin's not here yet, so guess I'll just start the podcast. So anytime that music wants to come in. Don't know how I'm going to do a topic or have discussion. I guess I could do different voices. Like, no. Look, I don't know how this works. Kevin does all the stuff.
Hey, welcome to the Third Space. I'm Jeremy Verkley, and I don't... yay!
It's Kevin!
Sorry. What are we doing?
Something? Yeah, well, I did the intro, mostly. Right. Cool. So,
hi, everybody. Welcome to the Third Space. I'm Kevin Weir.
Yep, I'm Jeremy Verkley.
All right, let's go. And I was thinking with, like, the turn signals.
Yeah.
And the fact that they like, click.
Yep.
I was trying to figure out where that comes from. Like, it's clearly not mechanical now, right?
No, well, it is kind of.
How so?
I'm not 100% sure with this, but I'm pretty sure the way it works is that it's, like, completing and then disconnecting a circuit.
Yeah, essentially that, right? Every single time the light comes on, it also makes, like, the sound.
Yeah, so I think that sound is just them completing the circuit.
But I mean, that's not the sound of a... That doesn't have to be a sound. And in some vehicles, it is more beep-like.
Yeah, and less click-like.
Yeah, and will I can understand why it's useful, let you know if your turn signal's on.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering where it comes from, like... It's one of those weird small things where I'm like, why is... Like, this is a thing that we decide is now in cars.
I assume it's just to help people with their freestyle. You know, provide a steady beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you're waiting to turn left.
Yeah.
And you're just like, man, I wish I could spit some hot rhymes right now. Good thing I got this sweet beat going on.
Exactly.
Click. Click. Click.
Or, you know, click. You practice your beatboxing. You're like, okay, that's my tempo. Click. 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 Click.
Turn.
Go.
Sorry, I was making some sweet beats.
Sorry.
So was I, but I can pay attention to the lights.
Multitask.
This is what cars are made for. To get from A to Z and to get your sweet beats going.
Yeah.
Why can't you get your sweet beats and drive? Did you miss that day of Driver's
That's
Ed?
What happens when people leave their signal on after they've already turned? They just want to keep their sick beat going?
Yeah. Which is why, like, the stereotype is that it's old people who do it, because they're just rocking. They've been driving for so long, they know their beat, they know what they're doing, they're just rocking it the whole way
home.
They just
rock it for a long time, they get some circular breathing in.
It's just one thing that old people are good at is breathing.
Yeah, definitely. That's why they're still alive. Stop breathing, you die, Kevin.
They've been doing it for at least 80, 85 years.
They know how to breathe in and out.
And beatbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old people are fly.
Are fly old people? Is that our topic today, Kevin? These sweet fly old people?
Today our topic is, what if old people were fly?
What if they were fly?
Spinning hot bars.
Like an eagle to the sea?
Yeah. Why is that eagle going to the sea?
I don't know. Maybe it's a seahawk.
Hold on a second.
Wait, then it's a hawk.
Why is that eagle going to the sea?
I don't know. Wait, what's the lyrics? Gonna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle. Let my spirit carry me.
Yeah, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly. Why is that eagle going to the sea? Eagles are not sea creatures.
They're not sea creatures. They don't even really hunt fish.
No, they are like,
I guess golden forests. Eagles hunt in lakes sometimes.
Yeah, but that's not the sea. A lake is a lake.
It's true.
A lake's in a forest. Sea's the sea.
Yeah.
Maybe he saw a seagull.
It was like, that's not, I'm going to fly like a seagull
it
to the sea. It's not really as majestic.
And then
though.
His manager was like, you know, people don't usually like seagulls.
Fly like a bagel, let my spirit carry me.
Unfortunately, the writer of this song was suffering from something called visual dyslexia, where he's like, oh, look at that bagel. Oh, sorry, what? Bagel. I spent this entire time trying to remember who.
Get a fly like a robin. Yeah, it is.
Is R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, no, that makes more sense now. He's just crazy.
I was like, there's so many birds that are only two syllables, and they all fit. He's trapped in a closet. Who gets trapped in a closet? There are no locks on closets.
Not on good closets.
Yeah.
If there's a lock in your closet, there's a problem in your house.
Yeah. If there's a lock in your closet, that's not a closet. That's a safe room.
And you keep your clothes in.
Yeah.
Because it makes you feel good.
What is our topic today, Kevin?
Okay, so our topic today is a mechanic that's seen in a lot of video games.
Okay.
And it is an inventory system.
Okay, so are you talking about like how in the original Pokemon you could only have 20 items in your bag? Like, you could have 100 Pokeballs, but you couldn't have 20 different items.
I think that one is the most fun one. There's other kinds of inventory systems. There's the reduced inventory system where like... You know, you can only have four of anything.
Or what about, like, the Dragon Age system where you had a starting inventory and you had to buy backpacks and that added more slots to your inventory system? So, like, in my mind, you were sewing, like, more backpacks on top of your backpack?
All right, well, I mean, Jay, man, that's how backpacks work.
Yeah.
A backpack is adding more... Okay, if we count an inventory...
Okay, so you're saying that I have 60 inventory without a backpack and a backpack is only 5?
I mean, if you're wearing...
That's bullshit,
hey, if you're wearing, like, sweet cargo pants, then yeah, you got 60 inventory.
Okay, but are you wearing cargo pants in Dragon Age?
If you're wearing, like, lady jeans, you got no inventory because those pockets are fake.
You have, like, a half slot.
You have half slot.
For the back pockets.
Then you sort of cram something in there if you're not too bootylicious.
Not too bootylicious.
You're too bootylicious for that phone.
Gonna fly like a booty.
R. Kelly, no. R. Kelly, no,
fly
stop.
Fly like a booty. Let my thoughts carry me.
My body's telling me no. No, wait. Other way around. Yes, his mind's telling me no.
His mind's telling me no, but his body's telling me yes. Why did you listen to your body, R. Kelly?
So I punched that man. And now I'm in jail.
Oh, that's how he got trapped in the closet. It's not a closet, it's a jail cell. I get it, it's a metaphor.
Well, also he has visual dyslexia, so he's like, ah, currently in a closet. No, R. Kelly, you're in jail. You assaulted that man.
I'm trapped in my closet.
I put the key in the ignition to start up my oven so it was popping fresh in the kitchen.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
That's the only way that makes sense.
This all makes sense now. We've discovered what makes R. Kelly's R&B beats possible.
So I think that what you get with a lot of things, whether it's Minecraft or 7 Days to Die or any of those survival ones or Pokemon, is that,
you have limited inventory slots,
which are types of things. But the stacks, like in Minecraft, you can have 64 pieces of dirt.
Yeah. 64 blocks of gold.
You can have 64 blocks of gold.
What an arbitrary.
But that's one slot.
That's one slot.
That's your pockets.
Yeah.
So are inventory slots pockets?
I think yes.
Or are they magical like things?
I think everything sort of becomes a bag of holding type thing where it has a certain amount of slots, and as long as you don't break those slots, it can fit whatever you want in it, no matter what the weight or size.
Okay.
Right? So you could have instances where somebody's like, oh man, I got to get this elephant to water or it's going to die, but an elephant is hard to carry. I'll just put it in my knapsack.
But you only have 64 elephants.
Yeah, you can only have 64 elephants, but you can fit 64 elephants in your knapsack, even if it only has one slot.
So it depends on what you get.
Yeah.
So like if you're wearing cargo pants, that could be like 15 slots.
Yeah.
Like there's some hardcore cargo pants out there. If you're just wearing like the jeans I'm wearing right now, I have... One slot, two slot. I have four slots plus that little weird one.
Yeah,
that I keep my change.
The half slot.
I keep my change in that one.
That's just your money purse.
Yeah, Yo, yeah, because you always need a place to keep your money.
Yeah.
Because it's not kept with your inventory.
Yeah, it's kept separately in your half pocket.
Do you keep money in there? What do you use that for?
No, I don't.
What do you use that for?
That thing is, sometimes I'll put a key in there if I only have like one key.
It's good, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I will, I never put change in there because you can't, how can you get to the bottom of that pocket? My fingers are too beefy.
And just reach in and just sort of pull everything out at once and go, ah, my doubloons.
Ah, doubloons.
I also kept, you can also, it's also a perfect size for a pocket watch if you want to be a fancy man.
Get
your
pocket watch.
Yeah.
I guess gum. You can put gum in there.
It's good for memory cards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Don't know what it's actually for.
No, I think it might be for pocket watches.
Really?
I think so. I think it's for to attach the not the watch part, the other end.
The fob.
Yeah. Attach that.
It's the fob.
Yeah. Attach that to your pants.
I'm pretty sure
that's what it's actually
for. I don't know. Didn't jeans come from cowboys? Like blue jeans?
I feel like cowboys popularized the denim jean.
I can't imagine
because it is a durable pant.
I just can't imagine that the people who developed like denim jeans looked at them and went, "But where does the pocket watch go?"
Okay, there are way weirder things in this world than somebody saying that.
But no, but then it being popularized and like enough like yeah, if you have a jean, it has.
There are people out there who are like, "I will vote for this person who says he's going to take away my health care." But he will not take away my health care. And then they are shocked that he takes away their health care.
But, I mean, that's just a fictional example.
No, that's a real-life example, Kevin.
No, that's a fictional example.
No, it's not. It happens. I mean,
you're blending the worlds.
I'm not.
Stop. So, inventory systems.
Yeah. What would happen?
Well, I mean, I'm more concerned about like, how it would actually work. Like, let's talk a little bit more about how it works.
Okay, well, I think we have to stipulate a few rules.
Yeah.
I was making a joke about putting an elephant in a knapsack, but I think you cannot – if you cannot fit something in like – an elephant does not fit in a fanny pack.
It does not.
So it does not matter how many elephants you have. You cannot fit it in that fanny
so
pack.
So even though space is kind of being distorted, not in that way. Like if you have
openings – openings are not distorted.
Yeah, you can't cram an elephant into a bag.
No.
But if you could create a giant bag.
If you had a crate that was elephant-sized, you could fit 64 elephants.
You could fit 64 elephants in there, and they would be comfortable.
Yeah.
As far
well,
as
you actually, I don't know what it's like in an inventory system.
I mean, we would know now because you could put a, because if a human
I guess, yeah,
goes
you could
one.
Put a human. Ooh, wait. But if you, nothing can leave your inventory system of its own volition.
No, you have to take something out of your
I
inventory.
I guess prisons are inventories?
Oh my god, prison is just like one box.
Yeah, where you just keep putting people in, and then once that's full, you make another box.
I will say, that's sort of against the idea that prisons are supposed to be, you know, reformatory.
Okay, I think we've moved past the point where we think prisons are reformatory in nature, because they're not.
So it's just a point, like, to blink them off into limbo for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Prisons should be reformatory, but are they? No. This is a much cheaper option.
I mean, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that to them, do you think time passes?
No, because nothing ever dies in your inventory.
So like, it's like the Demolition Man like style where like we'll just freeze them.
Yeah.
That way we
inventory
don't.
Inventory systems are cryostasis.
We don't have to deal with them.
Yeah.
Oh, that my God. You could actually like someone could go into inventory, you pull them out later.
Yeah.
It's like, what year is it?
What year is it? I was in a montage.
No, you are in an inventory slot.
It's my bad.
No, yeah, that's how prisons work. You just have a whole bunch of boxes.
Yeah.
That would stack up to 64.
Immediately we were just like, yeah, they'd put people in it. That'd be prison.
I mean.
First point.
I mean, I think it'll be contentious.
Yeah.
I think people will be like, but what is this doing?
Yeah.
They're going in there and we don't have to deal with them. And then they come out and they're the same.
Yep. Well, I mean, here's the thing. If someone has a life sentence.
I just put them in the box.
Put them in the box.
In the box. You don't need a death sentence. We'll just ignore them.
Yeah. You don't need to kill anybody.
Man has been in the box since 1683.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. The way that it works in a lot of games is when you die.
You lose some of your inventory.
No. Your inventory either drops.
Yeah.
So it's where you died. Or, in Minecraft, it explodes out of you violently.
Well, I think we have to go with the most common, which is just it stays with you.
Is that the most common?
I think it... Well, for games where you go back to checkpoints, I think,
oh,
yeah.
I guess, yeah. It just stays with you. Or Pokemon, I guess. You really don't die in Pokemon.
No. Well, you do, but you mean, don't die. Your Pokemon just get beat up.
Yeah. They faint.
They faint.
Yeah. They fent.
Like, no, that's a different word.
Okay, if you say so.
It is.
All right.
When you fake somebody out.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. When you faint them.
No, that's the other one. I hate you, Kevin. You're doing this on purpose.
Okay, so.
Okay, so we figured out how prison works.
Yeah, yeah. And I like the idea that, like, things are sold based on how many inventory slots. Like this backpack has 8 extra inventory slots.
Yeah.
Like, as a human being, as a naked human, you... Do you have 1 inventory slot?
No, you don't. You need a container. Your hand does not count.
Not your hand!
Do you know why? Do you know why? Do you know why, Kevin? Before you go gross, do you know why?
Why?
Because in those systems, the equipped items still appear in the inventory. They don't take up slots, though, but you can only have a few of them in your hand.
So what you're saying...
Okay, go ahead and get gross now.
It can't be in your butt.
No, it can't be in your butt, Kevin.
No, your butt is not an inventory system.
Your butt is not an inventory system.
I guess it also...
Otherwise, if anyone had anal sex, you would just get a bunch of dicks in your inventory.
I was thinking like cocaine and like mule. Oh,
yeah, yeah, no.
No.
That's why they'd still use that technique to smuggle.
But I like
the because they'd check their inventory.
My God, this man has 64 stacks of cocaine in his ass.
No, they wouldn't, though. They'd just have the regular amount in the real world because it's not inventory. They check their inventory and be like, this seems clear.
I will say that makes sense because, like, also, a butt does other things other than just be an inventory.
Yeah, like things come out of your butt.
Yeah, I think it has to be dedicated. It's like a cup. A cup isn't an inventory
no,
system.
No, it's not.
No, no. But a satchel.
Satchel is.
Satchel is.
Yeah.
Satchels are great.
Satchel has like 3 slots?
It depends on how many pockets are in it, but yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. It could have 3 or more slots.
Fanny pack is definitely just 1 slot.
Sorry, what?
Fanny pack.
A fanny pack? Yeah, usually it's just 1 slot.
1 slot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But boy, the things you keep in there, 64 blocks of dirt.
Or 64 cans of soda.
Just reaching in, pulling out Cokes, popping the top, drinking it down, tossing it aside, pulling out another one.
I mean, what are fanny packs used for?
You have
change and treats.
So you have 1 fanny pack on the front, 1 on the back, and 1 is for empties, and 1 is for fulls.
No.
You're just transferring them over.
Check out my sweet system, you guys.
Look at that man.
So fanny packs super popular in this world still.
I will say that I think like any sort of bag would be a lot more popular, more used because they become a lot more powerful.
They become a lot more useful. The other thing with the inventory system is that weight does not seem to matter.
No, it does not.
I mean, it does in some inventory systems, but not the one we're talking about.
Yeah, usually those ones, it's not the stacks of system. It's like just the amount you have of something. No, this is not a weight system. Encumbrance.
This is a slot system.
This is a slot-based stack system.
Basically, there are no semi-trucks because it doesn't make sense to have a semi. You just have a truck that with like
some boxes in it.
With some boxes in it.
Yeah.
Right? And like, yeah, you can still ship a lot, but like if you have a box of hardwood, Kevin,
yeah,
the longest that's going to be is 7 feet,
yeah,
and the widest it's going to be is probably 12, like 1 foot,
yeah,
so you only need a truck that has enough space,
and you could stack and you could put 64 of those in one. I'm saying 64.
In one slot.
I'm just saying 64.
It's fine.
That's the Minecraft one.
It's fine. Sure. We can go with that. Yeah. It's arbitrary. Yeah, any number we pick is arbitrary.
Yeah, yeah. So 64 go into that box.
Yeah, and then, you know, you can stack another box on top of that box, and you have 64 more.
Yeah.
So shipping becomes a lot cheaper.
I have a question.
Yes.
No, that wouldn't work. I was thinking, like, if you put stuff in a box, and they're in that box, could you put that box in another box?
No.
Because the stuff inside the box still exists.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't, and that those stuff are stacking.
Yeah.
Also, because there's 2 different kinds of things.
But you can add slots by sewing another backpack onto a backpack.
Yes, you can. Like the real world works.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're so weirded out by this. If I sewed a backpack onto my backpack, I would have more backpacks.
I know. It's just in the game, you're not even wearing a backpack.
No, yeah.
You just have 60 slots, and then all of a sudden you're just like, I'll buy this backpack. And it's only 5 more slots. You didn't have a backpack before.
That's because you're
telling me you can hold 60 slots worth of things and all your armor and your weapons.
Yeah.
And like magic gear.
Yeah.
But a backpack is only 5 slots.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
does not.
Yes, it does. In this world, we wear cargo pants, and you're pulling out cans of Coke. You're pulling out,
yeah, okay, but
I don't know, knives?
Cargo pants are not in Dragon Age.
You don't know. We're wearing cargo armor.
They're not wearing cargo armor. I can see their armor, Kevin. It's not cargo.
It's cargo-like.
I have a question.
Yes.
When a girl puts, like, her phone in her bra, does that count as, like, a slot?
No.
Or is it just, like, a normal thing?
That would just be a normal thing.
Okay.
A bra's not a slot. No. But maybe. Depends.
Is it two slots, and then the slots are just full of breasts?
I mean, that's the other thing. When I wear underwear, there's three slots, and that's my meat and veggies. Oh, wait. No, wait. Five slots. I also got my butts.
Your butts.
My butts. My left butt and my right butt.
Then you mean your cheeks.
Go in my underpants. No, they're not. But you could build a bra with a slot in it by having a pocket. And then, yeah, slide the phone right in there. It disappears.
Poof.
Whew, it's gone.
No square on your boob.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no weird thing like that.
No rectangle on your boob.
But you build a bunch of slots in there. You could put things like keys, and yeah, no, it would be great.
Yeah, yeah. That seems really convenient.
Until you're like, which slot is it in?
Oh, yeah, until you're like filling up your boobs.
You start feeling around in your boobs. You're like, which slot is it?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not for the disorganized person. Why is that lady groping herself?
I don't know. I think she lost her keys.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, that happens. That's why I keep my keys in my jacket. Just like full of like, no one could see that, but I flipped open like a jacket.
Yeah.
Like it's just full of pockets all labeled.
Yeah. But as soon as you like did that motion of opening the jacket, I was like, hey, want to watch? So now in my mind, there's just this guy who like opens up his jacket. There's 30 pockets and he's like, hey, want to watch? And you're like, I don't know what's in those pockets, man.
Do you want to watch? How about a football? I got all those things. Do you want some boreal plants? You got some boreal plants?
That's a pretty big pocket.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're kind of just like sprigs of them, but you can plant them. They're going boreal plants. It's cool.
Oh, this man, one, that just, makes, that
this
makes
one just has chicken wings.
Here's the thing. All the things in the inventory still exist in the real world, right?
In a sense, yes.
So, like, those magnetic tags in stores would still go off if you were trying to shoplift.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because like you can see what's in the inventory. It's in a sense.
Yeah, there's a tiny like screen that pops up.
Yeah, why not? There's a tiny screen that pops up.
Why not?
Fuck it, this is our world. It can be anything. Yeah. See, Buscemi's the king. You can't tell me what to do.
What? No, that has nothing to do with inventory.
It's going wild.
How did he become king? And why Steve Buscemi?
Because why not?
I don't know.
That was his campaign.
I need answers.
That's his campaign slogan.
Why not?
Everyone's like, hey, also, he campaigned for king. It happened. Everyone's like, hey, why Steve Buscemi? Hey, why not?
Okay, fair enough. I think this world is remarkably similar to our world. It's just that moving things is way more efficient.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, way more.
Yeah, but he also got some cool ways that.
And weight isn't an issue. If you can lift one of them. You're fine.
Yeah, just go in the pocket.
Yeah.
And then they're gone and they're off.
Yeah.
I think it'll change a lot of how people just, like, think about things.
Yeah.
Because you can have a lot of one thing very easily.
Yeah, very easily.
You just carry around
you
with
you.
You
can have a lot of five things probably pretty easily.
And as far as we know, once it goes in that thing, it's stasis.
Yeah.
Which means, like, oh, you go out for food, you go to McDonald's, and you're like, I'm going to have everything on your menu 40 times. And they're like, all right. And they just sort of like.
Why 40? Why not 64?
I mean, you don't have that much money, man.
Okay, you're still on a budget.
Still
on a budget.
Are you insane? Do you know how much it would cost? 64 of everything? No, 40.
Okay.
40 of everything on the menu.
That's much less ridiculous.
And then they just sort of like put the bag underneath, presumably just the output. And it just pours everything into the bag. And like, there you go. This is your bag. And you're like, all right, cool. I mean, I'm sorry, that's your hamburger bag.
No, they give you a bunch of different bags.
Yeah, they give you a bunch.
Like every bag has one slot.
Yeah, every bag has one slot. So here's your fry bag, and here's this, and here's your cheeseburger bag.
No, that doesn't work so well for?
What?
Drinks.
I think it would.
No, because they never give you the drink in a bag.
I mean, No, but they put the drink, like, in the container in the bag. So you'd be pulling out, like, full cups. Not just loose liquid in a bag.
That's not you're saying a cup is one slot? Because I thought you said cups.
No,
like,
no, cups are not slots. But if you put
Coke in a cup. And then put that in a bag.
Put in a slot, that's fine.
Okay, yeah.
But you can't put Sprite in a cup and put it in a slot.
You also can't just put Sprite in a slot.
You just can't just pour Sprite in a slot. It's like, open up the bag, pour it in.
No, this is good. This is important because that means you cannot put an entire ocean in something.
No, 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 you can't.
Just by, like, scooping the water into it continuously.
No, you cannot do that.
You can't do that. That's good. That's an important thing we've discovered.
But you can fill 64 jars up with salt water and put them in a slot.
Yeah, but I feel like because you need containers, people aren't going to do that. Before it was free.
No, no.
Before it was free, you just needed to have a bag.
No, no.
You could have a paper bag and put water in it. It wouldn't even ruin the bag.
I like the image of someone just going up to, like a soda fountain, which is like a bag, and just, like, putting it underneath the soda, just pouring it in. I will say, you could do that for all the sodas. Is just like, you will not be able to unmix those. Those sodas become combined once they enter the bag, if it worked that way.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
It's the reason why
instead you're like, oh, I'll just put it in here and wait for 64 slots. Wrong, it starts overflowing as soon as the regular space is filled.
It's the same reason why, like, if someone makes you, let's say, like, a screwdriver at a bar.
Yeah.
You can take that cup and put it in a bag.
Yeah, I guess so.
And it would not spill.
It wouldn't spill.
You just have a cup that is a screwdriver.
You better put it in right side up, because if you put it in at an angle, when you pull it out, it's going to be at that angle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so you put it in straight down, you pull it out later, and you're like, oh, there we go. It makes sneaking food into the movie theater a lot more.
It makes taking food anywhere a lot easier.
Yeah, there's no reason not to have. And if someone's like, oh, man, you might make a mess. No, that's fine.
In this world, there's not back in the pocket. There's not fast food. There's bulk food stores.
Yeah, because it doesn't go bad.
Yeah. It's in stasis. It's fine.
Forever.
I would like a burger. I would like the same burger for 64 days in a row. We can do that.
Yeah, as long as it's the same burger.
Yeah.
If one has pickles and one doesn't, screw you. You can't do that.
You're fucked up.
Great for me because all I have is just a burger with cheese on it.
Yeah, but let's be honest. How often do they fuck up that order, Kevin?
Well, they just have to not fuck it up once. And it'd be easy, too, because if I just always keep one burger in there,
yeah.
If I throw something in, I'm like, it didn't go in.
This is not my order.
This is not my order. You did something different with this.
For everybody, I need to tell you about a special place. Kevin and I have a special place that we go to sometimes. It's a specific McDonald's off of McLeod. You know the one with the blue roof? Yeah, that McDonald's. Whenever
you say that, like,
whenever we order anything from that McDonald's,
hang on. Before you do this, should we say which McDonald's it is?
Yeah, it's that McDonald's.
Is this a problem?
Yeah, it's that McDonald's.
No, but like, is that okay? Should we say which McDonald's?
What are they gonna do?
Okay.
What are they gonna do to us, Kevin?
I don't know. What have they already been doing to us? But
yeah,
worse.
Exactly. Whenever we go to the McDonald's, we have gone. I'd say over 12 times.
It's been a lot of times.
Over 12 times at least. They have never gotten an order right.
The most egregious one is when you wanted a double cheeseburger and fries, and you got two single cheeseburgers and a Sprite.
Yes. Like, it's not even close. And sometimes they get super close, and then you look in the bag, and you're like, there's no fucking straw for my drink.
I went there, and I ordered a McChicken with cheese on it, because that's how I like it. I like it plain with cheese.
Specifically, you said a McChicken with cheese and nothing else.
Yeah, and they gave me a fish filet with no cheese.
And everything else.
And like everything, including, I think, Big Mac sauce.
Yeah, there's everything else. And here's the thing. We're not even upset at the place anymore.
No.
Now it's like a fun game where you go and you order your thing. You're like, how are they going to mess it up this time?
It's going to go weird. The best part was you wanted a double cheeseburger. They gave you two singles. It's like, well, you
I guess I got everything I wanted just spread out.
Fair enough. You did it. Hey, you know what? I think it's time for us to go to commercial.
Well, this is
a pretty good commercial for that McDonald's.
It's
a pretty good commercial for that McDonald's. Let's do a commercial for something a little bit better.
Yeah. Today's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by rhyming.
It's usually done if you have good timing.
Don't forget that when you're in a race,
you should always make sure you carry a bass.
Is bass a type of fish?
It is if I wish.
What about a door hinge?
Well, as long as it's the color orange.
Oh my god, we just rhymed orange! Well, we've already talked about prison.
Yeah, prison will...
And shipping becomes way more efficient.
People. Yeah, yeah. As long as
if somebody's charging you $50 for shipping, that's bullshit.
You know what? You want something that actually would really happen?
What?
The idea of like artisanal or like individual things would be less big.
Less appealing.
Less appealing.
Yeah.
Because if you have something
that's or they would be more expensive.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that becomes less appealing.
I'm thinking on the individual level. Like if you were like, oh man, I could buy this and this is like individual to me, that only that can go in that pocket.
Yeah.
Like that thing and nothing else.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if you like just mass buy, I don't know.
Jumpsuits?
Yeah, if you're just buying a whole bunch
you're
of jumpsuits.
You're just buying a bunch of Adidas tracksuits.
Yeah, you just wear Adidas tracksuits. You could have an entire 365 pairs of... Are you okay?
Yes, I'm great. I just realized people are going to be dressing like cartoon characters with the same clothing all the time.
Yeah, yeah. You just fill a box or like a drawer or any sort of container with those clothes.
Yeah.
You can have
You don't need a huge dresser.
No. You can just have all those clothes.
Yeah, just buy the same clothes.
Yeah. And they'll fit anywhere you need to fit them in.
Yeah.
Houses could be smaller.
Well, I feel like houses would probably be around the same size, just storage becomes a lot easier.
Yeah, because like if you have forks, you just have a fork container.
Yeah.
And you have a knife container, which is very dangerous.
Yes.
But
make sure you put them in the right way.
Oh, I feel like when you pull it out, it's like you
Oh my god, the perfect crime, Kevin. You just go into somebody's house and put all their knives in their knife container the wrong way. Then when they reach for it, they'll cut their hand and die.
What? I mean, maybe they'll die.
The perfect crime.
Maybe they'll die. It's more just mean. Though I will say, I think the way that it works is that when you're reaching into a place to grab out inventory, the idea is that like it just comes into your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel around for it.
Yeah, so you know, like, oh god, where are the knife? Like when you're washing a knife and you drop it into the sink and you're like, it's somewhere in there.
Oh no.
Oh no.
What have I done?
Oh god, all right. So you'd have houses that just have like, all right, and these are where all your cups are.
Yeah.
These are where all these things are. And it'd be best to buy them all the same.
You wouldn't need as much cupboard space in a kitchen.
I would say brand loyalty would be a lot more important. Because,
yeah, it would.
Yeah. Because the idea is like, man.
Oh, when companies change their stuff, you get so upset.
No, you can't. You cannot.
That would suck so much.
Do you understand what people have to go through?
Except manufacturing is like you do things in batches. And after that batch, there's no way of determining 100% if it's going to be the same. Like if you have 1,000 t-shirts and one batch is 500 and they're the same t-shirt, those 500 t-shirts are going to be different from each other.
But I think there is a layer of malleability to that. Like if you take a chair and you put it into like a container and then a bunch of other chairs like that chair. Like I'm even
okay, so it just has to be similar, not exact.
Yeah, like
but it can't be similar in just that it's a chair. It has to be like it can't. If you have a wooden chair, you cannot put a plastic chair in that wooden chair slot.
But if those plastic, even if those plastic chairs are different colors,
yeah,
because like there's
it's fine.
Yeah, there's the idea of like, oh, these are
okay. No, then you could have a lot of different t-shirts as long as they were the same size.
I think t-shirts are different though.
Why?
I don't know.
They're the same shape, and it's just a change of color then.
We always talk about things having, like, when we get into these, the things have feelings behind them. It's like if I took a chair and then wrote a secret message on the bottom, I could not put that in the same slot as other chairs. Because that chair
is also a secret message.
Because that chair has changed what it is.
Yeah.
Now, it's just a small secret message. It may not mean anything, but that
just
chair
says poop.
Yeah, just a poop, but it's a secret message.
Oh, that means every single time somebody carves in, like, I don't know, Eleanor and Chad forever in a picnic table, you can't take that picnic table anywhere anymore.
I mean...
It takes up a whole slot.
I mean, yes, but what... Yeah, yes, you are correct. But why?
I don't know. Maybe you need to move a picnic table.
Damn it, Eleanor!
Eleanor and Chad.
I forgot the guy's name. Thank you. Chad.
Chad.
Damn you, Eleanor and Chad. Damn your love.
Damn.
I'm just a lonely groundskeeper,
man. Damn your love,
man.
To hell.
I'm a lonely groundskeeper, man, who has to move this picnic table. Yeah. Now I have to do it without the other picnic tables in my backpack.
So I feel like on one hand, people are definitely looking for products that they can store in an efficient way.
Yes.
But on the other hand, people have a strong desire, especially our generation, yeah. to be unique.
Yeah, so you still have unique things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you want to have a sword named, I don't know, Crystal Dragon? That's only going to – it's one slot for that whole sword.
It's my sword Grill Lighter.
Grill Lighter. Are we back to just calling out sword names? Are we back to that?
you brought it up. This is your fault. You did it. This is my sword Rock Thunder.
This is my sword Daisy Petter.
They're all Rock Thunder. This is Bjork.
Is that a sword or actually just Bjork?
You'll never know. We can't do that. We can't do that. This is a different episode. Why did that come back? What is happening?
I was
today?
Thinking of like a unique item, and then yeah. I thought of Japanese like swordsmiths and how all their swords were really unique.
Yes, your Uchi katana can't yeah. come into the same like slot as other katanas.
Yeah, exactly. It's a unique piece.
Yeah,
you can't. You can put. Okay, question.
Yes,
if you have, let's say, an Andy Warhol.
Okay.
Right? You have the original Andy Warhol. That takes up one slot. But if you have Prince, you can put 64 in one slot. But you couldn't put the Prince in with the original.
No, you can't.
Because they mean different things.
Because they mean different things.
Okay.
That'd be an interesting way to find out, like, I mean, would it be a way to find out forgeries? Because the forgery then would be different slots.
If you have it would. A forgery is just a print. Unless they actually did all the painting themselves, in which case it is just a different painting.
in which case it's just a painting.
And then, you know, they'd have to be really freaking good at copying.
I like the image of a forger who just, like, paints another painting,
yeah.
puts it up there like, haha, now no one will know how good of a painter I am.
Yeah, I guess the only people that could try to do that poetry would be really talented painters.
So I was like, well, I mean... He tells us it's a forgery, but it's really, really,
it's really,
really
good. Like, those strokes are very nice.
Yeah, like, this is
the texture is spot on.
And amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably should have just painted it and tried to sell that.
Yeah, instead of...
You know, like an artist does. But then it wouldn't be a criminal.
Okay, so that is a thing that could happen, but would never happen because it's silly.
Because it's silly.
It is silly.
Because it's silly. I think it's the sort of thing that we get a lot, even in the real world, where richer people will be more likely to have unique things.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they'd be able to get away with it.
Yeah.
They'd be able to have bigger, more
slots. Poor people will go to Costco and get 64 of the same thing for cheap.
Yeah. They'd walk up and get, you know, 64 boxes of Vector.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet Vector
cereal. Sweet Vector cereal.
Call out to Vector cereal.
Yeah, you can cut out the coupons and get a Vector shirt after.
Okay, those coupons have to be... I know, wait, you're still paying the same amount for them.
Yeah.
You just can keep more.
You can just store them.
I was about to say, like, you have to have more of those things now.
No.
But no.
No.
Because it still costs the same. You're still paying for 64 boxes of Vector.
Yeah. Vector, avid listeners.
The cereal?
Yeah, the company that makes the cereal Vector, Kellogg's.
Kellogg's? You mean Kellogg's?
Kellogg's. No, I mean Vector.
Vector.
Specifically the people in that factory.
They pipe it over the speakers.
Yeah. We're inspirational.
There's been a few places that have done that by now, I think.
We're very motivational.
Very motivational.
Very motivational.
Very motivational.
I don't know how we got so silly today.
No, it's a silly day. Things are costing, but you can get more of it. And it's actually best interest to buy things that are the same. You'll probably be buying the same cereal, be buying the same those things, because they're all a lot more.
And the unique things you do have, you probably have out on display.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You still might buy, like, here's a fancy cereal.
Yeah.
This cereal is made with rutabagas.
Why would you want a cereal?
Why would you want a cereal?
That is such a loud cat.
Ignore the cat.
I'm sorry, it was just so loud.
Ignore the cat.
I'm ignoring the cat.
Rutabagas.
What? Why would you make a rutabaga cereal?
I'm not fully sure what a rutabaga is.
It's a root vegetable.
I mean, so...
Apparently it makes a good puree. I've never had
it. So are carrots.
Carrots are pretty sweet.
Carrots are also root vegetables.
Yeah, you can make cake out of them.
I mean, yeah.
I wonder what beet cake tastes like. Beets also have a lot of sugar in them.
Beets by Dre?
No, like the purple fruit.
Beets by Dre cake. No. I know what you're talking about.
No.
Yeah.
I hate you. Yeah. I hate you so much. Stop advertising that horrible speaker system.
If I was going to build a farm.
Yeah, if okay,
I would,
if you're
I would make,
build a farm.
I would make beets. And you could call me Dre.
No.
And they'll be beets by Farmer Dre.
Yeah.
It's a long windup and involves changing my name legally, but I think it'd be funny.
Yeah, I bet. You know what? Yeah. I bet you would sell more beets than the average beet farmer.
Oh, you know what? Silos. Farmers actually like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, silos would be way better.
Because the big thing about farmers is that you have to also keep the crop that you get.
Yeah.
And not have it, like, get infested by, like.
Go bad.
Yeah. Or infested.
And slots are separate. Even if it's a grain silo. Like a grain, if you had a grain silo, for instance, it wouldn't have to be as big.
Yeah.
But you could make it bigger to increase the number of slots.
Yeah. The big
you can have two different stacks of 64 stacks of beets.
Well, how I imagine essentially by Dre, but how I imagine it essentially would be made
by
is
Dre.
How I imagine it would be made is that like you would have almost like a pyramid where you'd have one like small thing at the top.
Yeah.
And they start cascading down. Because each one can only hold 64. 64
yeah.
grains, which is not a lot.
No.
However, in the space, it only needs to be big enough to fit one grain in. So then what you're doing is you're just pouring
grains. No, because that makes slots variable.
Huh?
If we have to say one slot is like a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Right? So that means if you put one piece of grain in that fanny pack,
yeah,
it takes up.
Yeah.
1/64 of that slot.
One grain takes up the entire slot. But
yeah.
You have 64 grains in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what
but
I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is, like, it has to be the size of a fanny pack. We've determined that, like, the size of a cargo pant pocket is one slot. That's what we've determined.
I thought we determined that a slot is a slot. Like no,
a slot is a slot?
Well, no, I thought it was like, yeah, like a satchel is three slots because it has three pockets on it. And my pants have four slots.
Okay, you're talking about just, oh, I get it. So they're creating tiny, tiny containers.
Yeah, yeah.
To drop stuff in.
But no, hang on, we need to figure this out. This is very important.
It's important.
So is it the size? Because if you just have a silo, is that a bunch of slots? I think so. Or is that
I
one
think,
slot?
I think it would be.
Well, because like a crate though is like it has to be big enough to put a chair in, but have multiple slots.
No, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. It's any container.
Yeah. So a container is one slot.
Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking like cargo pants and those things would be more popular because as long as you can fit something in it, a pocket is a slot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So how you that would be built is you'd have like,
which means every purse is one slot unless it has multiple pockets.
Most
in
purses
it.
Do have multiple pockets. Yeah. No, a purse would become a lot
clutch
worse.
Would be one slot.
A clutch would be one slot. Yes.
Yeah.
What a purse would be it would just be like there's an inside part and then just a whole bunch of pockets on the side.
Yeah.
Like a purse would be a lot less useful because having a big bag is not useful if it's just
no,
one
it's
bag.
Not. It's not.
It allows you to fit bigger things in there.
Yeah.
Like you can put a bunch of movies in there. Or sorry, no, wait. You can put one type of movie in there. Presumably, Best Friends, the one with Ryan Reynolds in it.
No, I think if I think a, like if you have a DVD, you can put 64 DVDs in that slot. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter what kind.
Doesn't matter.
Really?
Doesn't matter. No, it's like the exact same object. It just has different data on it. It means the same thing.
Does it?
It's just a movie.
But if I reach into the slot and like, man, I can't wait to watch Deadpool, and then I pull out
the
proposal,
notebook?
I'm just seeing Ryan Reynolds movies. You have to help me. And you pull out the proposal, and you're like, oh, shoot. And then you reach in, you pull out Green Lantern.
I just want to see you keep going and see how many Ryan Reynolds movies you can name.
Then you reach in and you pull out Foolproof, that old Canadian film that had Ryan Reynolds.
And then
Reynolds
you reach
did.
In and you pull out Wolverine, where he played Deadpool, but the shitty one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you're like, man, I really just want to watch Deadpool.
Guess you should have only put one DVD in that slot.
I
you have the choice.
I can't believe that.
You have the choice.
I have to believe that you have to put the same DVD, which makes DVDs unfortunate, but.
No, I don't think so.
What? They're different
are you
things.
Are you telling me, Kevin, that in my backpack when I go to school, I have to have a different slot for every textbook I use?
Yes!
That's stupid. I don't like it.
I know you don't, but it's the way the world works.
You just decided
deal
that.
With it, punk!
I ain't no punk.
Steve Buscemi has decreed this.
Okay, great. Steve Buscemi.
And Ryan Reynolds.
You're lucky he's an avid listener.
Ryan Reynolds, star of Van Wilder.
Okay, wait. Could you fit all the if there was a star all starring Ryan Reynolds, 64 movies all starring Ryan Reynolds, could they all fit in one slot?
No, unfortunately. No, they, okay. they can't. But if you have the Ryan Reynolds collection.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Then you can fit 64 of those Ryan Reynolds collections in there.
Yeah, because that would help you with the copies of the same.
With such movies as... I can do it. What? I need one more.
You need one more.
God.
Nah.
I keep on confusing with Ryan Gosling. He's not Ryan Gosling.
He's not Ryan Gosling.
He's not in Drive.
No.
Van Wilder 2, The Rise of Taj.
There we go. Everyone, quick quiet applause for Kevin.
So grain silos would be built, which is little grain pots.
Yeah, a bunch of tiny grain
pots. You pour it over so when one overfills.
It'd be like a wall with an incline.
Yeah.
So you could just pour the grain in and it would go into these tiny pockets.
Yeah. And then when you want them out, you just open up and the bottoms open up.
Or you just tilt it. Tilt the whole wall.
Yeah, you know, yeah, just it tilts back the other way and everything pours out.
Yeah, and then it goes into a mill.
Yeah. You can carry so much, like, food that way.
Yeah, a lot of food.
Now, I say that with grain because grain's so small that, like, 64 grains quickly fill up a slot.
Yeah.
Same thing with rice.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. If you're going to the store and you're just buying a package of rice.
It's just a tiny thing.
But there's only 64
rice.
It's
a bunch of tiny pockets.
So you open up into a series of like bubbles.
I feel like 64 is more than a spoonful of rice.
I don't think that's not a lot of rice.
It's more than a spoonful.
Yeah, but who eats a spoonful of rice?
Nobody, but... Well, what I'm saying is a bunch of tiny pockets makes sense.
I know it does. It's just funny to imagine that, like, it just looks...
Everything would come in tiny pockets of its size.
Yeah, yeah. Just tiny pockets of apples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? You wouldn't have 10-pound bags. You'd have tiny pockets.
Well, it'd be funny because you...
And buying produce like that would be really efficient because it doesn't go bad in there.
No, it doesn't.
How many times you buy fruit and you're like, oh, it went bad before I could eat it?
I will say the containers, more than I would like to admit, I will say that like containers would be less. They'd be all kind of
fridges. Would fridges exist?
I mean, okay. So the idea then is what you'd have to do
because you could just put steaks in a bunch of.
Well, what I'm thinking is
that wouldn't go bad.
I'm thinking about like making things cold though. Like you want to get yourself a nice refreshing Coke.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or a much better Pepsi.
Yeah.
And then what is it? Is it like bottled up at the plant and then chilled and then put it in its container and
yeah, then when I guess you could do that.
Then when you pull it out it's still cold.
It's still cold.
I'd say fridges are still there, they're a lot smaller.
Yeah, they're for niche things.
They're for niche things.
Like leftovers.
I will say the one thing I was thinking when you mentioned fridge is that if you put multiple things in the container, it stops being a slot.
Yeah.
So you could open up a fridge and put a bunch of things in there.
You could put 64 frozen turkeys in there.
You could put 64 frozen turkeys, or...
You could fill up the actual space.
Or you fill up the actual space, yeah. I think it kind of works like that.
Like, we gotta is weird.
I know, it super is. Like, I gotta clean out the fridge, I gotta put 64 turkeys in there.
Yeah, but when you open it up, you see turkeys. They're everywhere.
Oh, everywhere. It's filled to the brim with turkeys.
But
not 64.
When you pull out a turkey... Another turkey just appears to take its place because there's more turkeys
in
there.
Yeah, you pull a turkey out and you kind of look away for a brief instant and then you look back and the turkey is there and you're like, I don't quite remember that.
But I have a turkey in my hand.
Yeah, and if you stare and you're pulling out turkeys, you're like, I'm going to watch all these turkeys. Somehow, there will always be another turkey there and you can't quite comprehend it.
Yeah.
And you sort of just have to deal with it.
If you open up a bag.
Yeah.
Right? And it has 64 apples in it.
Oh, it's full
of apples. You see all the apples.
Yeah, yeah.
In the bag.
If
the bag's only the size of one apple.
Oh, you see one apple.
You see one apple, you pull out the apple, and you look down, and there's one apple.
Yeah, yeah. These are the weird sort of like mental gymnastics you'll have to make in this world to not
go crazy.
Yeah, to not fall into some sort of broken
gaslight yourself.
World. Yeah. It's like apples. There's more apples.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, if you chop up an apple, that's different from an apple.
Yep, apple slices are different from an apple.
So you can have one apple, so you can have 64 apples or 64 apple slices,
yeah,
which is less than an apple.
Yep.
Ordering pizza would be fantastic.
Yeah, you just order by the slice.
Well, I was thinking, like if you ever, because I used to teach at a camp and we'd have to order food for a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
50 kids.
Well, I guess one box would just show up.
Yeah. One box for each pizza. Kind of, yeah, pizza. True. So it'd be like, all right, here's your cheese pizza.
Here's your meat pizza. Here's your vegetarian.
And here's your pepperoni pizza. Or sorry, your pineapple pizzas for the monsters.
For the heathens.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
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 I mean, the heathens still need to eat their food.
They do. They are heathens, though.
Yeah. and then you just open it up and you pull out a slice, and then there's just another slice.
Another slice there.
And you're like, oh, there's more pizza.
There's never a conundrum of who takes the last slice because you won't know until you take it.
Yeah. Well, you don't
put it back.
There's eight slices there, as there usually is. You pull out a slice, and like, oh, we didn't refill. I guess we're down to the last eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless it's only in one of the, like a single slice box.
I guess you could do that. But right? No, I feel like the
they don't stick together.
But you make a pizza like that in a circle. I guess you could just take it out and
put it in the thing.
Just stack them up one by one.
You don't even need to stack it. You just put them in over.
It just comes out like a Pez dispenser.
Yeah.
You just lift up the head and a pizza comes out. And
take
you're
a
like,
pizza slice.
Man, thank you, Papa John's.
No problem, Timmy.
I was in here too.
There's an extra slot.
One that you did not know about. That one's for Papa John's. And for Peyton Manning.
Hi, I'm NFL quarterback Peyton Manning.
I'm here to eat Papa John's with you. Oh, we didn't really get any for you. That's fine, I'll have some of yours.
No, Peyton, we ordered the exact right amount of pizza. You cannot have any.
Ah, no, that's fine. I'll just have some. Oh, Peyton.
Somebody get the shotgun.
they have the Papa John's Peyton Manning emergency number.
Yeah. Did Peyton Manning show up with your order again? Please call this number.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Not leaving. No, he's currently sitting down with my dad arguing about football.
I mean, my dad's super excited about it, I guess.
But it's starting to wear thin, and I can see the rage coming. You need to get him out of here.
I can feel the bubbling. The simmering of his rage just under the surface.
For Peyton Manning and for Papa John's.
For Papa John's! Avid listener, Papa John. Just him, not his company.
If you like that episode, please give us a like. A review, maybe a subscribe on iTunes.
On iTunes?
Catch on iTunes.
Yeah.
We're also on FM radio.
Player FM.
Player FM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Player FM for somebody who doesn't use Apple products.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can find us in there. You can also find us on our website, which is thirdspacepodcast.com.
You can email us at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
If you just want to talk to us, we're on Twitter. We're there together at thirdspacecast. And you can catch me individually. I'm at Strawman K. Weir.
And I'm at Mighty Thews.
Bad time trying to say those words.
Mighty Thews?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
And it's not all about you.
It's all about me and my Thews. I realize that Thews is not a common word.
It's
spelled Thews.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, is that like your leg muscles?
Yeah, it's like your quads.
Your quads.
It's your quads.
Your quads.
Basically.
Your sweet quads.
My sweet mighty quads. Mighty quads doesn't sound as good as Mighty Thews.
We have some very exciting news.
We do.
We do have some very exciting news. If you're in the Calgary area on Saturday, March 4th,
I'm pretty sure it's a Saturday. If you're in Calgary on March 4th, 2017... then you can come see us live.
We should probably know what day of the week it is. I'm going to say it's Saturday.
I think it's Saturday.
I know this. I'm just second guessing.
No, it is a Saturday. It's a Saturday for sure.
It's Saturday. If you're there on Saturday, there's a fundraiser going on for a local theater company.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're fundraising for the next show. And
I believe tickets are $10?
It's $10 at the door, and it's cheap liquor. That's the way that they're promoting it.
Yep.
At the Dinner's at the Door, cheap liquor, and you get to have a sneak peek of the show.
Yep.
Plus, we're going to be doing a live show.
Yeah, and I believe it starts at 8.
8 p.m. is when the doors open.
There's a half an hour of mingling, so
yep.
We'll be there. You can talk to us.
Yep, and then we go up at 8:30.
And we're doing a shortened version of our show.
Yes.
But if you would like to come see us live, please do.
And we have some idea of a topic. I think, I don't know.
I know what the topic is.
We'll figure something out.
I've planned it. The only planning we've ever done for this podcast.
Excellent, because I barely knew what day of the week it was.
Excellent.
Good. Good.
So yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And if it's successful, who knows? Maybe we'll plan more live shows in the future.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun experiment. And we're going to try to record it. And if we can, it'll go out as an episode. It'll be a shorter episode, clearly.
Yeah.
But it'll still be an episode. So.
It'll be an episode. Our first live episode for Fun D Raising.
Fun D Raising.
Fun D Raising. Yeah. Raise that D.
It is at the Scorpio Theater Space.
Yep.
I'm going to bring up the address right now.
Maybe we'll send out a tweet with the information.
Yes, yes. We will send a tweet with all the information, but if you're just listening to this right now, we're the Scorpio Theater Space that is 331 41st Ave Northeast, and that'll be on March 4th at 8 o'clock.
Yes. I think that's it.
Anything the theme
else?
Song for...
All right.
Yeah, I was sort of like rolling into it. It was going to be cool and fun, and
sorry.
Then I said, all right. The theme song for... The third space is Balrog Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
That's right. Join us next week on the third space when we're replaced with Kevin's roommates, Darcy and Brian.
What?
Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.
We caught that.
I was like, this is perfect. She's right there.